Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. Not only do we cover all the stylish tech toys around, sleek digital cameras, fashionable phones, and flat panel TVs, but everything is discussed in plain English and in none of that confusing technical jargon. Honest. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music and audiobook playback, photo slideshows, and FM radio, games, and wireless sharing features. Available in multiple sizes, colors, and capacities, the Zune is a stellar product. More info at zune.ca. That's Z-U-N-E.ca. Well, I've just returned from the annual Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. Well, thank you very much, Dwayne. I missed you too, big guy. In Las Vegas, City of Sin. It's the world's biggest convention dedicated to the future of the multi-billion dollar consumer tech industry. Imagine more than 1.8 million square miles of showroom floor space. That's the equivalent of about 30 football fields, friends, with nothing but tomorrow's tech today. So a gadget geek like me was in his glory, let me tell you. It was Techtopia, Nerdvana, I'm telling you. Awesome. So, you know, it's basically the future of the TVs and the future of phones and digital cameras and stereos and GPS devices and computers. Everything that's coming out in the future is often debuted first at CES. The first DVD player was unveiled here. The first plasma TV, the VCR, made its debut at the Consumer Electronics Show many, many moons ago. Wild stuff. So on this show, today on Tech Talk, from now till one, it's completely dedicated to the best of CES, the most impressive gadgets and gizmos aplenty that debuted at this show, or even trends. It doesn't have to be just products itself. So I'm joined this hour by an old friend and colleague who is now with the amazing site butterscotch.com, which we'll also learn about this hour, Andrew Moore Crispin. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm very happy to be home.
Awesome. Yes, me too. You don't look as tired as I feel, which is good. So we'll talk a bit about why this show is so exhausting. I hinted at it, about how much showroom floor space there is, but yeah, there's a lot more to it. So Andrew is joining me to chat about CES and answer your questions. Perhaps you've read about the Consumer Electronics Show in the newspaper or heard about it here on CFRB, some of the cool products that made its debut this year, and you have some follow-up questions, by all means, call us about the future of TVs, cameras, laptops, music players, cell phones, and so on. I'd like to hear from you if you've got questions about the show or any of these product categories or trends. Maybe you're in the market for a new camcorder and you want to know what features to look for, or perhaps you're excited about these new OLED TVs. That stands for Organic Light Emitting Diode TVs. We'll tell you about that this hour. Call us up with your questions, and I'll tell you about our great great prizes in a moment. The numbers to reach us on Newstalk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or *8255. That's a free call on your cell phone. Again, it's 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255. And you know the drill on this show. There are no dumb questions, okay? Do not be intimidated by perhaps your lack of your tech knowledge. It does not matter. If you hear something cool about the show you want me to ask about, or if you want to know what's new when it comes to cell phones or smartphones, call us up. Also, if you want to call in and tell us what you're looking forward to most in 2009, what piece of technology do you have your eye on? A new video game, an upcoming operating system, a Blu-ray machine, or a big screen TV? Call us up and share with the rest of the GTA what you're most looking forward to in 2009 when it comes to technology. All right, giveaways. We've got two prize packs today. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win two computer games for Windows. One is called Viva Pinata, based on the popular kids show. This is a game that's rated E for everyone. It's a cute game where you've got to collect and nurture these pinatas that have come alive, and they each have their own skills. It's a lot of fun game with lots of personalization and colors. That is for Windows-based computers. And also, for kids at heart, we've got a game called The Witcher. It's a role-playing game, an award-winning role-playing game, but it's rated M for mature, so you need to be 17 or older to play this game. It is also for the Windows computer. So we're going to give away those together as a prize pack to the first caller after 12:30. And the last caller of the show is going to win Microsoft Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS. This is a device, a little thumb-sized GPS unit that you plug into your laptop. Then when you head out on the road, it's got maps for all of North America. It'll give you turn-by-turn instructions with a big screen on your laptop and, of course, audio so you can keep your eyes on the road. And millions of points of interest like gas stations and restaurants, hotels and bank machines. And it's worth $100. And we're going to give it away for free to the last caller of the show. Again, we want to hear from you whether or not you've got questions about the Consumer Electronics Show or any products you might have heard about. Or if you just want to share what you're most looking forward to in 2009. Maybe you're saving up for Windows 7, which is a new operating system that debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show. Or maybe your first Blu-ray machine, a high-definition movie player. We'd love to hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255. Before we start chatting with Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com and going to the lines, I do want to wish my dad, Stan the man, a very happy birthday. Tomorrow, January 12th, is his birthday. I'm not going to say how old he is, but he doesn't look a day over 55. I'll give him that.
Maybe well, happy birthday, Stan.
Thanks, Andrew. Maybe even 50. Stan the man. I have to tell you, all my friends, anybody who's ever met him, loves the guy. And, you know, even people who I met in Vegas, who I'm old, you know, friends with in the industry, are like, hey, how's Stan doing? How's Stan the man? Not how are you or how's your kids or your wife? How's Stan the man doing? Anyways, Dad, I love you. Have a great birthday tomorrow. Looking forward to our dinner and hope you have a great day today as well. All right, Andrew Moore Crispin, I've written for you, my friend. You are an editor, you're a producer, you're a writer, you're a jack of all trades in the tech space, in the gaming space. You've now landed at a great website called butterscotch.com. Tell us a bit about the website and what you've done about CES if people who are listening want to check out your content there.
Yeah, very, very happy to be with butterscotch.com. Basically, what we do is we try and, very much in line with what you're doing here, demystify technology, make it simple, make it easy to understand. We offer like tutorials on, you know, common Windows problems, you know, whether it's importing your email or, you know, whatever it may be. We have some live shows that we do them live to tape.
Right.
Like we launched a show called At when we were at CES. It's live on location, electronic news gathering kind of style. So it's fun.
Right.
We did 30 segments from the show floor that are actually live now. And we have another, I don't even know how many. We ran out of time to edit before we ran out of content. So
these are instructional videos about gadgets, computers, and you've got some big names on camera there, like Amber MacArthur,
mm-hmm. yep.
who's the lovely Amber, who I've co-hosted a TV show with. She is showing people how to get more out of their computers in a language yep. they can understand.
Yeah, and she does a viral video show. She's a lot of fun to work with.
She sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's awesome. And then, so you guys were at CES. I saw you guys there and working tirelessly to report from the show so people can watch all the videos at butterscotch.com yep. or all those that you've edited so far.
Yes, thus far.
Right. And so it's
more.
Simply butterscotch.com.
That's it.
That's right. It's a Toronto-based website.
Yeah, we call it sweet, sticky technology content.
Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Andrew is here this hour joining me to answer your questions about the Consumer Electronics Show. I'm sure you've read about it, some of these really wild, futuristic products from the show. So do not hesitate to call us up because chances are Andrew and I saw it. Even played around with it. Some of these gadgets are prototypes, so they may not have all those features working, but this is the big show, Andrew, where all the big inventions are debuted for the first time. The music CD debuted in the mm-hmm. early 80s here, the video cassette, the DVD player, the Blu-ray disc, the plasma TV.
Well, pretty much
TiVo.
Everything that's commonplace now, right?
Yeah.
It had to debut at some point, and it was a prototype technology at one time.
Yep, absolutely.
So what we're seeing today is going to be hitting the shelves in, you know, some of it 3 months, some of it 6 months, some of it is, you know, still a few years away from actually being a commercial development, but you're really seeing what's going to be happening.
And some products never make it to market. I was telling the story the other day about the Smell-O-Vision for the internet. The product was called DigiSense, and I demoed it. It was back in, like, yeah, do you remember? Mm-hmm. I probably wrote about it for you,
yeah,
by
you
the
did.
Way. Yeah, 2001, 2002. So anyways, this was like a device that you connect to your computer, and whenever you land on a website like roses.com or chocolate candy.com or something, yep. you smell.
Or butterscotch.com.
Or butterscotch.com. A few years too late. Hi, Andrew. This technology would spray into the air a mild scent that was related to the website you were on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty wild, but the company folded. They lacked funding and, you know, neat idea, little silly, but it worked.
An interesting concept,
good
yes.
concept. And instead of replacing, you know how you replace computer your ink cartridges mm-hmm. when they run low? You had these little scent vials
yes.
that you had to replace as
One
well.
One more so, consumable.
Yeah, exactly. Another consumable. But a neat concept nevertheless. So that's a kind of a product that became what we call vaporware, pardon the pun, because it never showed up on retail shelves. But CES is a wild show where you're exhausted walking around, test driving the latest TVs and digital cameras and cell phones. We're going to talk more about this after the break. And of course, more importantly, take your questions about CES, or if you want to share what gadgets you're most looking forward to in 2009, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Right now, it's 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. 2009 Consumer Electronics Show. I've just returned from this annual tech convention in Las Vegas, as did my guest, Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thank you.
And we are here to answer your questions about the future of tech. Where is this all going? Should you hold off on buying a new TV because there's a better looking technology around the corner? Should you hold off on a digital camera? What's new in GPS devices, camcorders, music players, and smartphones? We saw tomorrow's tech today at the CES show in Vegas, so we're here to answer your questions. Or if you just want to share with us what you're most looking forward to, give us a holler. As a little thank you, we've got a couple of gifts to give away. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win two games for Windows, Viva Pinata for kids and The Witcher role-playing game for adults. It's rated M for mature. And the last caller of the show, just before 1 p.m., will win Microsoft Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS locator. This is a little thumb drive that snaps into your notebook computer, and it communicates with satellites above the Earth to pinpoint your exact location on maps that you'll be looking at or hearing from while you're driving. So let's hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's start with Vishan in Scarborough. Thanks for calling, Vishan. Do you have a question?
Yeah, question about the mark. Is it looking for laptop like the less than 9-inch, less than 10-inch? And which one is?
Sure. So, Andrew, netbooks are a very popular category now. Can you explain what a netbook is? You've been using them. You were ahead of the curve. You've been using them for a while.
Yeah, I love mine. I have the Acer Aspire 1.
Okay. And what is a netbook, and did you see anything neat at CES?
Yeah, there was a lot. Definitely in the Intel booth, they recently relaunched the Atom processor.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what a netbook is, it's a very small form factor PC. Now, sometimes they have slightly lower capabilities. It might have a smaller hard drive. It might have a slower processor, and obviously it has a smaller screen and sometimes a smaller than what you might be used to keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
But the upshot of that is that it really allows you to take it anywhere. The batteries last a long time. They're very power conscious. You can literally take your laptop anywhere. So if you're in a Starbucks or if you're, waiting for the streetcar or whatever, mm-hmm. I mean, you could just whip out your netbook and do something really quickly. They highlight fast boot up times.
So they're also relatively affordable. In the States, we saw sub $100 netbooks debut over the holiday season.
Yeah.
But in Canada, they start at about $250, $300.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So about half the price of a decent laptop.
Yeah.
And they're ideal for email, web surfing, and writing Word documents.
Yeah, pretty much what you do 90% of the time on your computer.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to be watching movies, then you might want to be looking elsewhere. But
okay. So Vishan wanted to know, did you see anything at CES that was neat in the netbook department?
Yeah, I saw the Atom.
The Atom processor from Intel makes it act like a little bit more like a real laptop because it gives it a little bit more oomph, and it also handles better power management, which translates to longer battery life.
Yeah. Well, what I really saw were the really tiny, the ultra-mobile PCs, so not really the netbook category, but you were mentioning the VAIO before we started chatting here.
Yeah, so Vishan, the most impressive netbook that I saw, which will be a little bit more money, I'll tell you about that in a minute, is from Sony, and it's called the VAIO P series. P could stand for pocket size, because this is, get this, a 1.4-pound laptop. 1.4 pounds, and small enough to slip into a purse or your jacket pocket. It's about the size of a business envelope, so it's pretty narrow, but a decent-sized keyboard. It's not one of those tiny, tiny little QWERTY keyboards. It's actually almost probably 75-80% of a real-size QWERTY keyboard, and an 8-inch screen. And it has four kinds of wireless technology under the hood, including Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth. So that's going to retail for $900 when it comes out next month in Canada, the VAIO P series from Sony. So it is more expensive, but it was the most impressive one I saw. But we saw every computer manufacturer had netbooks, eh? They had HP, Dell, Asus, A-U-S-S, it's pronounced Asus, MSI,
Acer. The MSI Wind, Acer, like you said, mm-hmm. Sony. Basically, everybody had something to show.
Great questions. Let's talk to Avi in Toronto, who's been waiting the longest. He wants to know about TVs, I believe. Avi, thanks for calling today.
No problem.
You have a question?
Yes. I've also wanted to know, I'm with my mom's boyfriend, and I wanted to buy her a GPS for her birthday.
Okay.
I don't know what kind to get her.
Okay.
Are you looking for an in-car GPS or a handheld GPS?
In-car.
Okay. Because, this is a category that's really kind of blown up and the prices have dropped significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm not going to make specific brand recommendations, but you want to look for things like text-to-speech, where instead of saying, you know, turn left on, in 300 meters, it'll say, mm-hmm. turn left on St. Clair Avenue. Really, the best thing you can do is actually get down to the store and look at the displays and see what kind of things mm-hmm. your mom might want. You know what I mean? There's touchscreen technology. There's big wide screens that are obviously easier to see.
Mm-hmm.
You want something that switches to night mode automatically so that it's not kind of blinding you and taking your eyes off the road when you're driving.
And my favorite new feature is Bluetooth, or favorite of the newer features. Bluetooth basically means if you've got a cell phone with that wireless technology, it turns your GPS into a speakerphone. So it's safer because it's hands-free rather than holding, you know, the phone up between your shoulder and your ear while you're on the DVP.
Yeah,
not safe. And it also shows you the name of the person calling when they call in.
Absolutely.
On the screen.
Yeah, and with the new legislation coming in for hands-free cell phone use, that's vitally mm-hmm. important to have something like that.
Yeah, but Avi, you could find a GPS unit for about $100 on the low end, and if you go to a website like redflagdeals.com or pricecanada.com, it's a comparison search engine. You're going to see which retailers have it the cheapest, but you really do need to identify what features are important to your mom first before buying one. But that's a great gift, and what a nice call. So thank you. We're going to take another short break when we return, giving away our first of two prize packs, talking more about the best of the Consumer Electronics Show. You're not going to want to miss the Dick Tracy watch. You probably have a good idea what it does if we're calling it the Dick Tracy watch if you're 30 or 40 or older. If you're a teenager, you're not going to know what that means. But we're going to tell you
after this
break. We'll explain it because it'll blow you away. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is brought to you by Microsoft's Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music and audiobook playback, photo slideshows, FM radio, games, and wireless sharing features. Available in multiple sizes, colors, and capacities, the Zune is a stellar gift. More info at zune.ca, Zune.ca. If you're looking to pick one up for yourself, maybe you've got a gift certificate that's burning a hole in your pocket since the holidays, or for a loved one. A great iPod alternative, in my opinion. So we are talking about pocket-sized devices, all the way from those little guys that play music in your pocket up to big-screen TVs for your wall. It's the best of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm joined by Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com, a fantastic educational website that shows videos of all things computers and electronics. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thank you.
And we are taking your questions or comments about the best of CES. Maybe you've read about the LG Dick Tracy watch, we'll tell you about that in a moment, or other products, or simply you just want to share with us and the rest of the GTA what you're most looking forward to buying this year. Maybe you're looking to upgrade your DVD player to a Blu-ray machine, or want to upgrade your 37-inch TV to a 60-inch model you can mount to your wall. Love to hear from you. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. That's star 8255 or star TALK. On your phone or smartphone. Let's start off with Richard in Toronto, who is also the winner of our computer game prize pack. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you very much. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. So you've got Viva Pinata and The Witcher, two award-winning games. One's rated E for everyone, one's rated M for mature. So make sure you keep that Witcher game out of the hands of the kiddies.
Okay, just wanted to find out. I heard at the CES that I think it was Sony brought out 240 hertz this year, and last year was 120, and previous to 60 hertz.
Right.
What's the difference? Is there much of a difference? Should we take advantage of 60 hertz while they're still available?
Yeah, so great question. Okay, so what this is referring to is how these LCD TVs handle motion, because that has always been one of the shortcomings compared to plasma. Plasma TVs do handle motion smoother than LCD. So you don't see any stuttering or ghosting when there's fast action on a screen, like let's say a sports game, like a hockey game or a fast action flick. So what 120 hertz did was essentially double the frames per second from 60 to 120, and Sony calls it motion flow, and it just makes... I'm just going to put you on hold, Richard, because it's a little noisy in your area there. We'll tell you how to pick up the prize, by the way, so don't hang up. Just putting you on hold.
I won't. It's okay.
All right, here we go. Okay, great. So what 240 hertz now does, as you would expect, is doubling the motion again. So super, super smooth motion. It looks incredible. No ghosting effects or any stutters in the video signal when there's something fast going on, like a camera panning really quickly from left to right on a cityscape. You're not going to see the buildings blur a little when it turns, when the camera turns. So very smooth motion. Sony isn't the only one that's showing 240 hertz technology, and it's still not quite as fast as plasma, but really catching up, so there's no real discernible difference. His second part of his question, Andrew, was should he buy a 60 hertz TV, 120, 240? Like, shouldn't he? My advice, I guess, would be just to see it. And if there's not much of a noticeable difference, save your cash.
I think that's always the best advice, is to actually go and see the thing. When you're in a store like a Future Shop or a Best Buy or whatever it is, they do set the TVs up for sort of their best case scenario. Obviously, they want you to walk out of there with a TV. So sometimes it's a good idea to take your own source material. Maybe it's a favorite movie. You know, you can see if you can adjust the colors on the TV and the contrast and brightness. Because like I say, they set it up so that it looks best in the store.
Yeah, they crank up the brightness, don't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. But you're spending your money. You want to make sure you get the best possible TV.
Yeah. So if cash is a bit tight, then don't wait for the 240 hertz technology, because that's going to cost, you know, like with most new technologies, it costs a lot more when it first debuts. So, you know, 120 hertz is pretty common these days on an HD TV. So I would at least get that, in my opinion.
But sage advice.
Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. Let's now go to Linda in Welland. Linda, thanks for holding on, and hope you're having a nice January so far.
Oh, it's beautiful out there.
Oh, good.
I was interested in the televisions, and you said that there is something new coming up. We've been looking at the different 42-inch ones and reading about them and Blu-rays. And one thing I read, that the Blu-ray players right now are slow.
Oh, good point. And Andrew, maybe you'll talk to this. So the first part of the question about what's new in TVs, maybe you can talk about what you saw at the show.
I did see one new technology. It's called LaserView. It was actually from Mitsubishi. They were showing it off. So basically, maybe it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, a technology called DLP was popular.
Right, that's digital light processing.
That's the one. And so this uses a similar kind of technology. But it uses lasers, which is always exciting. But we actually did get to see the picture, and it was a lot brighter than the comparison plasma that they had, and a heck of a lot more energy efficient, in the order of about 1/6 the energy it was using.
Yeah, so, and that's a big trend this year, huh?
Absolutely.
Is energy conservation. I think it was Samsung. Correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew. Some company had a demo of a lamp hooked up to a meter.
Running right alongside their
running
TV.
Alongside the TV.
I believe
that
was Samsung.
Yeah, and their TV sipped less energy than a standard bedroom lamp, which is pretty amazing stuff. So green and energy efficiency is a big theme. 3D TV was also neat at the show, Linda. This might not be commercially accessible yet, but many TV manufacturers showed off 3D TVs, both with ones that required glasses, like in the theaters. I took my son to see Bolt a couple weeks ago, and you get a pair of glasses when you walk in. Others did not require glasses at all, but not quite as impressive.
Right.
But I kind of like the idea of not wearing glasses.
I think Samsung has a technology that doesn't require glasses.
But you kind of have to sit right in the middle of it.
Yep.
And finally, Linda, she asked about Blu-ray players. So it is true that some Blu-ray players are a bit slow in reading discs, and that's a good point to bring up. Blu-ray, of course, is the successor to the DVD when it comes to movies that you would buy or rent on a disc. They're shown in high definition, so they look great on an HD TV. And you can find players for as low as $150 now. But it's true that they do take a little bit longer to load movies than a DVD player
does.
There's
a lot more data there, right?
That's right. So a Blu-ray, as the name suggests, uses a blue laser to read data on a disc, the same size 12-centimeter disc as a DVD that uses a red laser, and it's just because a blue laser can read information that's a lot smaller. You can fit more data on the same size disc, but as a result, it is a bit slower. Even on a PlayStation 3, when we load a movie, you got to be a little bit more patient, but they are getting faster.
Yeah, well, I mean, as the technology matures, you're starting to see them. Well, two things are happening. The technology is improving a lot, so the load times are getting better. You're starting to see more of the network connectivity that they were talking about in the early days of Blu-ray.
Right, accessing the internet through your player.
Exactly, and this the really sort of extra special features that you see, like in picture-in-picture director commentaries and stuff like that.
We're chatting with Andrew Moore Crispin. He's a contributor to Butterscotch.com. What is your title there? Are you producer?
Editor. Web editor.
Yep. Okay, web editor at Butterscotch.com. I encourage you, if you're listening online right now or if you're near a computer and can still listen to our show for the hour, go to Butterscotch.com. You're going to love the videos there because just like what we try to do on Tech Talk, which is break down geek speak into street speak, that's very much what Butterscotch does with video. On a lot of topics. So you'll love this website. It's definitely a bookmark must, and you'll love the videos there, including ones from the Consumer Electronics Show. That's our theme today. Andrew and I have just returned from the world's biggest tech show in Vegas with 1.8 million square feet of gadgets and gear, which is pretty exciting to walk through.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm a little worse for wear today.
You look good.
Oh, thanks,
and considering that you shot 30 videos there, I would expect you to look a little bit more tired.
We shot something like 80 or 90. Yeah.
People always ask me, so did you go to any parties? Did you gamble? You know, some of my listeners know that I host these satellite tours in the middle of the night. So I'm up at the show floor at 3 a.m. sharp. And we go live with various TV stations across the country via satellite from 3 a.m. off and on till 9 a.m. And I've got a table of products and I show some, you know, cool gadgets to the viewers. Yep. And I also do radio interviews as well. I interviewed with John Donaby and with Dave Trafford in for Bill Carroll and talking about the best of CES. And I do it two nights in a row from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I was worried about getting up at noon today to come in for your show.
So I'm glad you made it. But it's tiring because then what I do is, Andrew, just like you do, you want to walk around and see the best. And then I have to blog as well. I did daily updates for MSN. So it was a lot of fun, but very tiring. Maybe some of our listeners were at CES. If you were and you're now back in Toronto, give us a call and tell us your opinion of the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show and what blew you away. We have time for one more caller. Don't forget the last caller today is going to win a GPS unit from Microsoft. Let's talk with Joan in Thornhill quickly. Hi, Joan. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, just wanted to know, I want to get a camcorder and also convert my old camcorder tapes. How do I do that?
Oh, great. Great questions. Joan? Andrew?
Well, I mean, we saw there was definitely some interesting camcorder technology on the show floor, recording direct to flash memory. One of the categories that I'm really excited about is the really small form factor camcorder.
Yeah, they're like $100, $150.
Yep. Well, between $100 and $200, depending on what kind of features you have.
And what are they called? The net cams?
I don't know what they call them. Yeah, maybe net cams. Yeah. I think there's no real sort of product category name for them, but there was one from Creative, there was one from Kodak, Sony. You know, increasing capacities, falling prices.
The flip started it all, right? The flip.
Yep.
And these are, they look like a cell phone, but they're designed for shooting video.
Right.
And they have a pop-out USB drive, right?
Yeah.
So you can upload them right to the internet.
That's right. And you just sort of plug it in and it just kind of does it for you.
So you think that would be good for Joan to, they can record about up to 2 hours of HD video, right?
Yep. And I think that's a great choice for anyone that's sort of looking for a camcorder, but isn't looking for sort of filmic quality.
Right.
Anytime you
want
to.
The zoom is not very great.
No. Some of them have a 3x optical zoom, but yeah, the zoom is not really present.
Her second question, Andrew, before we go to our next break, was about how does she get the old camcorder footage onto her computer for editing or archiving?
I know there's software for this. You'd need a card or a card in your computer or some kind of way to get the video into your computer, which would be a video in. So basically, it would be like you're recording from your camcorder to, say, a VCR,
right.
But instead you're actually going straight into the computer and
that's
digitizing.
Right. So we didn't ask Joan what kind of camcorder she has, but that's a great answer, Andrew. If it's an older analog camcorder, like a VHS.
Oh, I assumed
right, or mini DV or something. If it's digital, like a CD, you could pop out the CD, put it in your drive, or if it's flash or a hard drive, you just connect it via USB.
Or even if it's a DV tape, you'd do a capture, and basically any commercial editing software on the consumer level, you can get it for maybe $80 to $100, $200 maybe, would have that feature.
Right, and that's called, often Dazzle is a brand that comes to mind. So, and I stand corrected, mini DV-based camcorders do have a USB port as well, so it is still digital. Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we return back to the calls, your highlights of the Consumer Electronics Show, maybe you read about and you want to share with us or ask us questions about it, or if you want to tell us what you're looking forward to in 09, let's hear from you. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. It is 12:41. That means we need to check in with our friends at the CFRB All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Today, it's the best of the Consumer Electronics Show. Myself and my guest, Andrew Moore Crispin from Butterscotch.com, have just returned from the world's biggest convention in Vegas, where the world's biggest tech convention, that is, where more than 150,000 people are roaming 1.8 million square feet of showroom floor space at the Las Vegas Convention Center and surrounding hotels, all to get a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thank you.
One of my favorite things that I saw, it sounds gimmicky, and it is, but it works, is it the one of my favorite things at this year's show is the LG GD910 wristwatch phone.
Yeah.
So I'm dubbing it the Dick Tracy watch. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Well, essentially, I mean, it is a little gimmicky, right? It's sort of like the calculator watch of yesteryear, but it's gimmicky, but it also works. And that's kind of the kicker. So basically, it's just a very small form factor cell phone on a watch band. You can dial with your voice, use a Bluetooth headset, and it's basically, I mean, you essentially just have a cell phone wrapped around your wrist.
I'd probably lose my phone a lot less if I had it on my wrist.
It's harder to leave the house without it, too.
It's true. So it's basically, it looks like a wristwatch, and I kid you not, when I read about it before I saw it, I thought it was going to be enormous.
Yeah, I was expecting something like that.
It was not. It was pretty small watch. It's a 1.4-inch touchscreen display, and like Andrew said, it's got Bluetooth, so you can use a wireless headset to make a call or to accept a call. Or it's got a speakerphone built in. So if you don't have a Bluetooth headset or you don't like them, then you can just talk into your wrist, as silly as that sounds.
Like Dick Tracy.
And it's a Dick Tracy watch for another reason. It has a web camera built in. So you can see whoever you're talking to can see you if they've got a compatible 3G cell phone, and you can see them. So you see a picture of somebody on the wrist taking up most of the 1.4-inch screen, and they can see you, which is pretty amazing. But, you know, what I was thinking about, maybe I'm a little self-conscious, that they're going to be looking at my double chin the whole time, unless I hold it really high up.
Which makes it a little awkward to use, I suppose.
Isn't it weird that I think of that?
I suppose,
So it has video capabilities. It's the world's first 3G phone watch. So 3G refers to high-speed downloads. Yeah. Oh, and it's an MP3 player as well.
Well, of course.
And it's unbelievable. So
I think it also tells the time.
I heard it does. So it's an interesting, one of my favorite gadgets of the show is the LG GD910 wristwatch phone. Pretty neat stuff from LG Electronics. So Andrew and I were just at this show. I want to just remind everybody that if you're calling in to ask questions about what we saw, we're going to reward the last caller with Microsoft Streets and Trips 2009 with trip planning software and a GPS locator. This is basically a thumb-sized USB drive that you plug into your laptop. Take it with you in the car on a road trip with your family throughout Canada or the U.S., and it will help you navigate from point A to point B with turn-by-turn instructions, text-to-speech translation, so it'll tell you the names of the street, and millions of points of interest in between. This is yours for free for being the last caller today. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We want to hear from you if you've got questions about what we saw at CES, or if you just want to tell us what you're most looking forward to in 2009. Let's begin with Joni in Oakville. Hi, Joni.
Hi there, how are you, Mark?
Fine, thank
you. Your voice sounds much better.
Oh, thank you. Yes, the surgery worked. I'm so thrilled.
Yes,
thank you.
I can imagine it. It sounded dicey after, but now it's starting to sound better.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyhow, I used to go to the audio shows years ago when I was in audio, and now I'm not, and I'm really behind the times. And I need to, my husband and I, replace our AV receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays the receivers are more geared to video, but we're audio, you know, files at heart, and we like to listen to good audio. So without going into a lot of money, what's a good product that's going to do both video and the audio? And we still have an old DVD player, not the Blu-ray.
Okay, so great question. Let me just bring other listeners up to speed. An AV receiver or audio-video receiver is basically the hub of your home theater. This is what you connect all your components to, like a DVD player or your cable or video, your cable or satellite receiver box. And it also is what you connect your speakers to. It helps split and power and amplify those speakers around your room for surround sound. So it's the hub of the home theater, and to most home theater enthusiasts, the most important thing you can have. Now, Joni is correct in that they used to just be for audio, for surround sound, because obviously a TV only has two speakers in it, left and right stereo. But increasingly, an AV receiver is focusing on the V part, the video. So what this does is now you can connect all kinds of video sources to your audio-video receiver, use the remote for the audio-video receiver to switch between the different components connected to it, and you've got one single cable going to your TV now, usually in this day and age, an HDMI cable, it handles both audio and video. So Joni wants to know what to look for, especially with an emphasis on audio. You know, you can find now a $300 receiver from either Denon, Pioneer, or Yamaha, three of my favorites for that price range, that has up to 7.1 surround sound, Joni. So for any Blu-ray discs or movies or audio CDs that were remixed or remastered in eight channels, that means seven different things coming out of each speaker, and then the 0.1 is for the subwoofer. And also you're going to want to look for the latest what's called decoders, audio decoders. If a movie was filmed in a certain, it used to be Dolby Digital or DTS, now there are close to a dozen of them on Blu-ray, you want to make sure it can read and process all of these new audio technologies, so you're getting a very immersive theater-like experience in your home. So stick with one of those brands, the Yamaha, Pioneer, or Denon, and you should not need to spend more than $300-$400 for an HDMI switching based player. And that, by the way, as we'll let Joni go, will also upgrade the video quality of her existing DVD player if she has an HDMI cable, yeah. Because it essentially doubles the lines, eh, Andrew?
Yeah, so it upscales it
or upconverts it to up to 1,080 lines of resolution, so it'll make her existing DVDs look even better.
Yeah, almost not Blu-ray quality, but a lot better than DVD quality.
Awesome. We're going to take one last break, get to another call or two, and of course give away our Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS from Microsoft. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. My guest, Andrew Moore Crispin, and myself, we've just returned from Las Vegas, the big convention there every year in January. No, not the Adult Video Awards. Come on now, get your mind out of the gutter. Makai's clapping. We were at the Consumer Electronics Show. Welcome back, Andrew.
Thank you.
You know, silicon or silicone. Take your pick. And you kind of can tell who's there for both,
yeah,
which convention that takes place at the same time.
It's not too hard to tell.
The guys with the pocket, what do you call those?
Pocket protector.
Thank you.
The cell phone watches.
Yeah, cell phone watches, pocket protector, or tape in between their glasses.
Yes.
They were not there probably for the pornography. Funny story, however. I was invited to participate in a rock band competition to play that music game,
right.
And it's called Battle of the Bloggers.
Okay.
And it was at 4 o'clock on Friday. Our team lost. What can you do? Anyhow, I ran into my editor at Playboy magazine, and I do write tech reviews and game reviews for Playboy. Yes, people do read it for the articles, folks. I ran into him, and he's like, "Oh, I heard you're playing at the Battle of the Bloggers." I said, "Yeah, you should come by. We're at the SanDisk stage at 4 o'clock." He goes, "Oh, I can't. I've got a speech at the AVN Awards, the Adult Video Awards, on pornography and technology." And I'm like, "Okay, interesting. Yeah, my editor's there for both shows.
Does he have like a pocket protector and
no,
maybe something
he's
else
a cool
going
looking
on?
Guy. He's okay. A cool looking guy, but he's a geek at heart. And I've been writing for him for like 10 years. And he was there for both conventions. Like, okay, so I'd probably rather do that than watch a couple of bloggers jam on stage
Fair
as well.
Enough.
That's okay. Let's go to Dan in Bolton. Dan, I believe you have a question about digital cameras.
I do have a question about digital cameras. I'm looking to buy an SLR camera for the first time and don't really know what I'm looking for. Want to spend roughly, $500 to $900 in that range. And if you have any advice, that would be great.
Great. Thank you. All right. I'm going to put you on hold so we don't hear screaming kids in the background. This is my 1 hour reprieve from screaming kids. So I hope you don't mind, Dan. So, Andrew, SLR, single lens reflex cameras.
Yes.
Can you please tell us what that is and what's new?
Well, basically, it has a mirror so that what you see through the viewfinder is actually what is going to be taken by the camera. So basically, what you see is what you get kind of thing. Now, they're bigger and heavier than some of the compact cameras that you might have seen. They also highlight interchangeable lenses. So if you want to kind of have your camera grow with you or grow into your camera, it's a great way to start. You can get I think he said his price range was 5 to 7 or 7
yeah,
to 9.
Something like that.
You can find, there's all kinds of stuff in that price range. The Canon Digital Rebel, I can't think of an exact product number right
now. Some of the Nikon D series.
Yeah, Nikon D series, the Pentax IST. I don't know how you pronounce it, because it's a little asterisk at the beginning.
Right.
But you have all kinds of options. Again, the best advice is to go see what's in the store and sort of look at some of the camera review sites and just make a decision based on that. But you're spoiled for choice.
Yeah, great. Elizabeth in Toronto, thanks for holding on. You have a question.
Yes, I was wondering if anyone could go to the that show, the electronic show.
Okay, good question. Andrew?
Well, my understanding is you do have to be in the industry, although, Mark, you were saying that you spoke to someone who said there is kind of a backdoor entrance if you pay some money or something
like that. Yeah, I think it's $100 or $200 if you want to go, which is the first I've heard of it. Because I've been attending it for 10 years, and I thought you had to be in industry. So I was telling you I was in this Battle of the Bloggers competition. Yeah. Well, we found a singer who worked at Wells Fargo who walked into the show. He's our ringer. And he's like, "Yeah, I can sing for you guys." Turned out he wasn't great, which is probably why we lost. Never trust someone who walks up and goes, "Yeah, I can sing." So he said he paid 100 He said he paid $100 or something to attend, but yeah, it's supposed to be an industry only
show. Is this like you go to the back door and hand someone $100?
I don't know. He didn't clarify, no, but I don't think so.
Well, the show gets so busy, I think they need to try and keep it.
Finally.
Industry.
Sorry, Andrew, I got to cut you off. Our last winner, last caller and winner of the GPS is Ali from Burlington. Ali, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
Great. We don't have time for your question. I think he was asking about those eyeglasses that show video in them. I'm sorry we don't have time to get to that because the show is to the end. There are two companies that are doing this that made a splash at CES. One was called MyView, M-Y-V-U, and the ones that I liked were from Vuzix. Mm-hmm. V as in Victor, U-Z-I-X. They had the show. They showed the first portable video eyewear that lets you walk around while watching video at the same time, believe it or not, if that interests you. You want to catch up on the latest episode of Dexter while waiting for a friend on a park bench. There you go. Andrew Moore-Crispin from Butterscotch.com. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks very much for having
me. All right, it was a pleasure. And you're welcome back anytime.
Thanks.
And rest up now that we're back from the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music and audiobook playback, photo slideshows, FM radio, games, and wireless sharing features. More info at Zune.ca. Thanks to Makai Taggart and Dwayne Bishop for pushing all the right buttons behind the glass. Stay tuned. Coming up next for the Buddha Lounge, coming up on News Talk 1010 CFRB.